GOP Representative Maliatakis slams communist sympathizer Iraq. Wants to bring socialism to America. By Trent Baker on July 18, 2021. Sunday on FNC's Fox News Live, Representative Nicole Maliatakis, RNY, blasted her colleague Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, for blaming the U.S. embargo of Cuba for the nation's strife. According to Ocasio-Cortez, the embargo is absurdly cruel. Maliatakis, who is of Cuban descent, described Ocasio-Cortez as a communist sympathizer. She added the congresswoman wants to bring socialism to America. What's cruel is the way that the communist regime treats its people, Maliatakis declared. You know, there are two classes in Cuba. One is the ruling class, run by the communists. And then there is everyone else who lives in squalor. They don't have access to food. They don't have access to medicine. They don't have access to the basic necessities. And it's certainly not because of the embargo. Look, Cuba does business with nearly every country in the world. And for six decades, they remained a communist regime. So, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is nothing more than a communist sympathizer who wants to bring socialism to the United States of America. And I'm sure she sympathizes with the regime in Cuba. But the reality is that they use everything that they get when they do business with other countries for the regime. They use it to reward the people in the ruling class. It never gets to the people, and that is why we are not doing business with Cuba. What I will say is that it's incredibly important that the United States of America at this time work with our allies in the international community, the democracies around the world who believe in freedom and put pressure on this regime, she continued. We want to see internet access fully restored on the island so they can communicate with themselves as Cubans, as well as let the world see the images that are taking place. You have people being beat on the street by police. You have people being shot at by the regime forces. That is the reality. That is the cruelty that she should look to in saying we should not as freedom-loving Americans accept this. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.